This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The job market is quickly unraveling as the coronavirus pandemic continues hammering the economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In just the past 3 weeks, roughly 1 in 10 American workers have lost their jobs. 6.6 million people filed for jobless benefits last week, for a total of 16.6 in 3 weeks. It's the biggest and fastest string of job losses going back to 1948. And economists say more than 20 million people may lose jobs this month as revenue-starved businesses continue layoffs. Many small businesses trying to stay alive say they're still waiting to see the money promised by the federal government's $350 billion relief program, aid designed in part to help them keep workers on the payroll. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democrats and Republicans are trying to come together on a plan to add more money to a small business payroll protection program. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Republicans and Democrats agree there's a need for more money to keep idle workers on small business payrolls and keep the businesses agree on how much. A Republican effort in the Senate was shot down by Democrats. Now House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to double the plan to $500 billion and include more minority-owned businesses.
Many people who do not have banking relationships were going to be last in line. And that's why when they asked for more money, we said, well, let's help everybody here.
The future of the bill is likely up to Pelosi, Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, plus Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.